From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
No celebrity guests in the wings this time, right?
No, just back to you and me and our guests.
Wasn't that fun last week, though, with Mary and Tom Hanks?
That was one of the best puzzles ever.
That was
so much fun.
Tom Hanks was
so generous to do that and so smart, so funny.
Yeah, and he seemed to have a good time, too.
Yeah.
Well, you left us with a challenge, and I know for a fact that Mr. Hanks was trying to solve it before the we got off the air. Would you repeat what it was, please?
Yes, I said, name a well-known company in U.S. history, still in existence today. There are three words in its name, and each word contains the letter pair T-E, as in Thomas Edison. Name the company.
What is the company?
Well, first I'll tell you it's not International Telephone and Telegraph, which a lot of people said, because that's four words, and there's no company still in existence today with that name. The answer is United States Steel.
United States Steel, the right answer. We had over 1,800 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle. And our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Captain Matthew Peck from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hi, Captain, and I understand I can call you Matthew.
Yes, you may.
Tell us what you do in Fayetteville.
Well, I'm a company commander of a signal company that supports the 18th Airborne Corps.
Okay. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
For several years now.
Really? Do you ever get to play it abroad? Do you ever hear it abroad when you're stationed outside the country?
In Afghanistan, for a short time, I was able to listen to the puzzler. Mm-hmm. But between the time difference and my busy workload, I was not able to listen on a regular basis.
All right. Are you ready to play? Sounds like it.
I am.
All right. Will, meet Matthew. Let's play.
All right, Matthew. Every answer today is a two-word phrase in which the first word starts with the letter S. Drop the S and you'll get the second word of the phrase. For example, if I said a hunky-dory place to get water, you would say swell well. Number one is a little place to shop.
Small mall.
Small mall is right. Number two, a chic place to shop.
Chic place to shop.
Or an intelligent place to shop.
Intelligent. A smart mart.
That's it. A thin person who lets you borrow money.
I'm thinking svelte, but I don't think velt would work.
No, I'm thinking and slim and limb doesn't work either. All right, skip.
Well, you just need one more word starting with S that means thin. It's two syllables.
Slender lender.
There you go. How about a cafeteria item that's not in its intended place? What would you carry your food on in a cafeteria?
A tray. Oh, a stray tray.
There you go. Not as happy a snake.
Not so
happy. Sadder adder.
There you go, sadder adder. A glow from a 15-watt bulb, say.
A slight light.
Slight light, good. A harbor city that hosts Olympic events.
Sport port?
Sport port, good job. A piece of furniture that won't tip.
A stable table.
Excellent. Commercial vehicle that's been hit.
A struck truck.
Uh-huh. A good-looking musical instrument for angels.
Oh, a sharp harp.
Right. Where the football team lives on campus.
Football team. All I can think of is dorm.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And what if there were four dorms together?
Oh, a squad quad.
Squad quad is right. Story you've heard 1,000 times before.
A stale tale.
Uh-huh. A demanding shorebird.
A stern turn.
Uh-huh. A John that doesn't always work. Uh-oh, do you have this, Leanne?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm struggling. Matthew's doing great.
Matthew's great. It's a John for children that doesn't always work.
Oh, a spotty potty.
A spotty potty is right. A cleverer person with a lollipop.
One more time, what was the whole thing?
Cleverer person with a lollipop. So what's a person with a lollipop? in two syllables? That's a tough one.
I'm not lost.
I'm lost too. Try that.
I got you both.
You
it's
did.
A slicker liquor.
Oh.
And here's your last one. Most agile Catholic clergyman.
Priest.
Yes, put an S in front.
Priest.
Oh, spryest priest.
Spryest priest. Oh, little change up there at the end.
Oh,
nice job. Nice job.
Little curveball there at the end. Hey, Matthew, really nice job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you obviously have some experience here playing puzzles. I was being left in the dust a bit, so I was glad you were my teammate today. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Wordplay, the official companion book to the movie featuring Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Lots of stuff to take with you when go out of the United States when you go abroad. But when you're here, Matthew, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to WUNC in Chapel Hill.
Okay, Captain Matthew Peck from Fayetteville, North Carolina. You are a wonderful player. Thanks a lot for taking the time to play with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. All right, Will, a challenge to work on for the next week?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from our old pal Merle Regal. Take the phrase a correspondent, change one letter in it to a new letter, and rearrange to get the name of a famous correspondent. And it's one who's currently working today, by the way. So again, take the 14-letter phrase, a correspondent, change one letter in it, and rearrange to name a famous correspondent. Who is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.